Hey everybody, this is Francesca, and guess who's here to join me?
Hello, it's Lola.
So this is what's going on right now. So we're at the generator. This is where our office is in Oakland, and we started talking about like, okay, what happened over holiday? What's going on with you? And I knew that Lola was gonna go into Florida.
Yes.
But tell us where else you forgot that you didn't know that you were going.
Only Los Angeles.
And where else?
Bahamas.
Bahamas. Okay, so what'd you think about the American people? Ooh, on record.
I think that the U.S. of Americans is...
What? Okay, keep going.
I had very mixed reviews, feelings. I'm very grateful that I've obviously known you, so it's been able to ease me into it. Obviously in the most positive way possible. But in saying that, very outspoken, interesting opinion having individuals that I met. And there was a lot of Americans in the Bahamas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how was that like?
I'm going to use the word interesting a lot.
Is it true? Are we loud?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Especially when the American football is on.
That happened. It's playoffs right now.
Yes. That happened while I was in the Bahamas. And then also there was like a bar area in the resort thing I was staying at. Mm. And I think I just finished, we just finished our Zoom actually.
Okay. Yep. Oh, our Zoom. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I literally went into the bar. And it was like a record scratch moment.
Why? What happened? You went to the bar?
I went into the bar and there was a couple from Alabama. Somebody from Georgia. Mm-hmm. There was another one from, I forgot where he was from, but it was a town of 3,000 people that he grew up in. Ooh. And I remember him looking at me like, oh, it's nice to have the locals join us.
Oh, man. First smack of the day.
Literally, but that was literally the least problematic thing that I heard throughout the night. But the funniest thing about it all was the simple fact that even though I felt like they were all Trump supporters.
Oh, God.
It wasn't a malicious feeling. Like, they said a few, like, I got referred to as one of the blacks. But it was honestly just literally, they did not know any better.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Okay, so I say African descent. I don't know where people are internationally from or where they call home, mm-hmm. but I say African descent.
Yeah.
What, and if you were to ask me, like, what my descent is or how do you refer to me? Like, so I used to be one in my 20s. I say, I'm Chicana, which means you're Mexican-American. It's a very distinctive name. So what do you prefer?
I mean, I'm African. I definitely understand that I am black, and in a descriptive way, yes, but I think that's where the biggest switch is when you're describing somebody as black, or when you're now referring to a whole group of people as the blacks. I feel like it just has like an undertone.
No, there's a bit of an
undertone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially if you grew up in a town full of 3,000 people, because I know the blacks were like maybe 3 or 4, and what was their experience like? And I feel like it kind of just... Yeah, I prefer being like described as black than being referred to as the blacks.
I understand the 3,000 people thing. However, if you have a television in your range of,
he was, I don't, a sailor.
Know, oh, shut up! I don't want to hear it. That's just stupid. Okay, keep going.
I think there was also some other British guy who ended up coming in, and he was talking about how the black fella and it's so interesting because it's literally just a description, but it's the way that it's said, it's the way that it's delivered, it's the context.
Oh, those people.
Exactly. And it's like, okay, this is fun in games, and I understand that you guys, I don't think I'm gonna get lynched, but in saying that it's only a matter of time before somebody says something. And it's interesting because the Alabama couple, I think I made a statement to her where I was like, oh, isn't it? Because the bar that we were literally in was very rich in history. Mm. And it used to be a kitchen, and it's where the first plantation ever was in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And I looked at the Alabama lady and I was like, oh, isn't it interesting that back in the day, you and I would not have been able to like have a conversation like this? And she chuckled and she was like, yeah, that's so true. And so, but see, that's the thing. Like, she was able to acknowledge it, right?
Oh, my God. Okay. And so this is where I'm checking myself internally right now, right? So I'm thinking, well, there have been some relationships that were like healthfully. I see, I'm stumbling with words. I'm trying to convince myself that there was a space and place where there was some decency shown between those cross cultures, but that's just me acting, you know, romanticizing what's not real.
Right, right. And I think the biggest realization as well, even though I was like, oh, these people aren't malicious or anything, I truly do believe that.
Yeah.
But it's like, if this was back in the day, you know, what type of people would they have been?
Yeah.
If they have these type of views today.
Yeah, I mean, and we know that it's not favorable still. There's a lot of work. There's a lot of things that we need to, and I say we with you, the exclusion, because you're not a part of what the healing needs to be. The other thing too, though, I will say this about people in color in general. I'm doing a generalization. As hard as our past is, we don't wish ill feelings.
No, no. Well, not most times.
Well, then you're going into specifics, right? Yeah. But generally speaking, we're not gonna come out with the pitchforks. Mm-hmm. We never have.
No, no. I think the pitchforks for us right now is simply success and actually kind of just.
Oh my like, God, I you love.
That's literally our version of a pitchfork, because that's what stabs them the most. And that's what hurts them the most, is through all of that, you're still able to actually be successful, stand proud and proud.
Yeah.
Within all of that, you're still able to achieve dream. Like, you have the balls to dream.
Yeah.
And then follow those dreams.
And be successful at those dreams. Take it anyway.
Exactly.
That's totally my model. It's like, oh, you're gonna give me a no, I'm gonna find a way anyway.
Amen and amen, because your no is a yes.
Yeah.
It's motivation for me, and it is literally what I will think about as I'm working hard, extra hard, in order to make it a yes.
Yes.
So I feel like I would like to think that my interaction with those individuals would have enriched their lives and maybe perhaps altered their perception of what a black may look like, because they were absolutely like flabbergasted when it was like, oh, you're not a local, where are you from? Oh, New Zealand. I was like, yeah, well, I am one of five, but we're out here.
Doing the most.
Oh my God. And it was just really interesting to see the way that their whole body language, like just even the way that they talked to me, changed as soon as they realized I was from a first world country.
Ew.
Right. So there's so many different layers of it all.
Yeah.
But I'd like, by the last night, girl, last night was also a bit of a twilight zone, watching all these Bahamian, there was a karaoke night.
Oh my gosh.
And there were Bahamian locals doing country songs.
Oh no. Oh, do you think they were placating? Like, yeah, I guess that. Right now, she's just looking side-eye down and then sipping on their dirty chai latte. That's what had just happened right now.
But they sang their hearts out. And of course, I said, you know what? Because I love a risk, I love a challenge, I am going to do a Nicki Minaj song in front of these people.
Oh, you did.
That's exactly what I did. I said, you know what? We're going to keep it tame. So I did super bass.
Okay, that was on your Instagram stories.
It was. I was absolutely scared for my life because I just didn't know how it was going to be received. But it got the crowd going. And by the end of the night, like, they were literally like, oh, you're leaving tomorrow. Oh, no. Like, we have to come to New Zealand. This and this and this and that. And it's like, literally from walking into that bar, feeling super alienated, to now these same people being like, oh, we don't want you to go. And that's a type of interaction where it's like, I'm not educating you per se. Like, I'm not out here telling you why this is wrong or why this is right, but literally from a simple interaction.
And that's real change. That's where it happens, is when you just show up as yourself. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to be a Bahamian local.
Ooh.
I think it would be extremely fun for the most part. But I can also, that was also one of the most bittersweet parts was I was probably the only, maybe two or three other black people that were guests. And it really was not what I was expecting. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to see black people. And I did. And it was awesome. But it's such a place of privilege that I have to acknowledge myself that these resorts, these amazing places that I'm staying at, I'm one of very few black guests. Every other black person is working.
And so, I'm sure you couldn't help but feel that every time you walked out your door.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. You know, like it's so many different layers, like staying in the first plantation house in the Bahamas.
Oh.
Girl, that's what I'm saying. They used to sell.
I can't.
You know?
I can't.
And it's like, obviously it's not slavery now, right? But it's still very much, we are still the help. Or we are still the workers. I swear down, I'm not even exaggerating this. I think maybe out of the 100% of the workers that I interacted with or that I saw personally, there were maybe 5% of them that were non-black. And they were always in a place of authority.
Oh.
Girl!
Oh. Okay, no, I get it because I'm ticking the boxes myself when I'm thinking about the resort I went into, Cabo. Mm. It's the same exact thing. Exactly the same exact thing. I'm there with my beach towels and my chairs and I'm the only, you know, Mexican American there that's not serving these people. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
And it's so interesting because they were also very nice to me, but I could tell the difference between the, you know, I'm really happy that you're enjoying smile and what I also perceive to be a, why aren't you in uniform smile? Like,
oh no, you know, where's like, your uniform?
Yeah, literally, there was like either the smile of confusion, like, and then there was a smile of, well done.
Oh,
I swear down.
That's and too much. And you were there on vacation.
Okay.
Like, make it make sense.
Literally.
And oh my God.
It was so, I think that's probably the only part. And this is like, once again, this is how I feel and this is how I felt.
Yeah.
One of the things that infuriated me was simply being, especially when I went to the beach bars and stuff like that, and it was always Americans.
Oh,
because I heard the accents.
That's Americans.
Older Caucasian.
She says Americans.
Honestly, they would have the audacity to look at me up and down, like, what was I doing there? And I'm like, ooh, I swear, this is how I saw it. You know when somebody looks you up and down?
Yuck.
Raggedy.
Mm.
And I'm literally so pissed in my own head, obviously. Like, how are you in an island of black people?
Yes.
And have the audacity to look at me like I'm out of place because I'm here enjoying it.
That's where it goes wrong.
But you know what?
Wrong wasn't on your side either.
All I did, as soon as Karen looked me up and down, I took off my beach cover up. Ooh. And I saw Alan and Albert's mouth drop. And I said, well, what?
Oh.
Hello, I can't swim, but can you save me if I was to
do? The revenge is youth and a body oddy oddy.
Because you are not going to, like, make me feel.
No.
Anyhow.
No.
Like,
no.
In a place where I should feel safe. And it's not your place either to even.
Oh, you're visiting. You're visiting this space. But they forget.
They forget.
Because you're in a resort. And when you're in a resort, they forget. And I guess I am using they.
No. Them over there.
That came from them. That came from there.
Cha. Goodness. That was probably like the only. And it's not like a negative experience in the sense of anybody actually had the audacity to come up to me and say something or anything.
Right.
But I feel like you can either choose to like react or
yes,
enjoy. And for me, it was like, y'all ain't paying my bills, y'all didn't pay my flights, and y'all ain't paying my resort stay. So I'm going to come through and I'm going to enjoy in your face. And you can give me all the looks that you want. But in saying that as well, it takes a lot.
Oh my God.
Not everybody has that confidence.
Yes. And
heck, I don't have that confidence.
Well, yeah, because we get sideswiped and slapped when we don't even see it coming. This is the other thing too, because I think that for mental self-preservation, you have to choose the way you're going to react to it. And you are years and years beyond where I was at your age, because it took me an additional 15, 20 years to get what you just said. Because I was always throwing, like, ready to throw down. Oh. You want to have this conversation, we'll do it now. And early 20s, it did come from a place of healing because I really wanted to change the world. And then as you get older, you're like, this world is not going to change and these people don't want to budge. So then there's a place of confrontation. In 2020, I came from a place of exhaustion. Yeah. And so my mental capacity is not open to have those discussions a lot, except for like-minded people like yourself.
Absolutely.
And I get like a breath of fresh air when I'm talking about it with you anyway, because nobody understands it better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Child. And honestly, the best piece, I saw this on Instagram actually, I think yesterday or this morning, some point. But there was this lady talking about the best way to get peace of mind is by stop trying to control people around you.
Ooh, it's true.
You know,
it's an internal job.
It really is, because I like the moment that it's like, okay, well, I can't control you. You're gonna be who you are and who you want to be. There's nothing. Right. There's literally nothing there, and it's easy for me to just disregard you.
Yep. Aye.
And I feel like as women of color, it's something that we really need to perfect, and just being able to disregard.
Absolutely.
100%. You know, like, because it's never worth it. It's us that it takes a toll on.
Yes.
And it's like, fine, I can't control the fact that you think that I'm going to act like an angry black woman. Whatever, cool. You're going to think that anyway, so that's fine.
And you could barely raise your voice or barely have a reaction, and you're going to be out of like, woo, you're too much.
You're hurting my feelings.
Stop. She's so aggressive.
I loved it when Garcelle...
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
It's not here in New Zealand yet where they have the confrontation.
Oh.
But I know. We're like, I think three or four stories back.
Dorit and...
Yeah.
Dorit
and Garcelle. I haven't seen it yet. I've just seen it on like TikTok, the little clips. Bits and pieces. Yeah.
I love that. And then the simple fact that it's actually Erica that comes and tells her that, listen, it's not her job to educate you, but you saying that you feel attacked right now is coming from a place of...
Yeah. I actually want to get all of those bits and pieces, and we need to do like a whole podcast on that, because I think... It's okay. What does that have to do with business? It has everything to do with business because interracial conversations in business is so important.
I'm sorry, exactly what you just said. Let's
pause. Okay, so we put it on pause because we want to talk about doing another podcast. We had to like shoot some ideas first. But yes, interracial relationships in business. This is part of the reason why it's so important. I did an article. I try to do more articles about this, and I'm actually going to just put them in the description. I'm not going to talk about them right here because we have more better things to do. Because you are still in the Bahamas. We have not left the Bahamas to go to the next stop. And what is the next stop?
Last stop was LA.
Oh, wait, Florida. We missed Florida.
That was Miami, isn't it? Miami was first.
Yes, yes. So Miami was before Bahamas.
Yes, yes. Miami was a 3-day/4-day tour.
And how was that?
Oh my goodness. Miami was amazing. It didn't feel... It was a very nice way to ease myself into America. Because the thing is, I've always said never... Like, I'm never going to go to America. But...
And you did say earlier that the most attractive people on your trip were the Bohemians and...
The Miamians.
The Floridians.
The Floridians.
And you said that some of those Floridians were a little bit more poppy.
Oh, goodness gracious. Poppy, poppy, poppito. Like,
Future Baby Daddies of America.
I honestly did not know where to look.
Ooh.
Especially on the beach, hunty. Bronze, tanned,
ooh,
chocolate. They were just beautiful.
This is why I love that part. I mean, if politically, I really feel like the whole state of Florida could sink in the water and I'd be fine with it. But about the people there, because you're going to get like the Dominican Latinos, the Cuban Latinos, like the richer, deeper skin Latinos.
Yes. Yeah,
the ones
the Cubans.
That, oh, the Cubans. Goodness. She's biting her lip.
Lord.
I want the permanent record to show that you just bit your lip. Okay. So, yeah, but I'm there with you. I'm on hiatus until the next life because I'm getting married. Oh, my God. Okay.
First thing I noticed about Miami was the Spanish.
Ooh.
Interestingly enough. And I didn't realize that it was that, would you say that's bicultural, multicultural?
Yeah.
Bicultural?
We got,
because I feel like it's
flavors, different flavors, yes, within. It's very, very diverse within the culture.
Thank you so much. There were so many different people of that origin from that side. It was just so refreshing. Like, that's why I say it was a very nice way to ease myself into America, because it was just culture, flavors, spices, without being too in your face. Like, it was still very much, you know, very gorgeous girls, like, smiling at me. I felt comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, just walking down the strip, it was different food after different food, and then it was so cool to be able to see different cultures married into each other. It was the first time I've seen so many like black guys with Spanish girls and Spanish guys with black girls. I mean,
you can tell she's in the East Coast because she's saying Spanish in reference to Latinas, but that's okay.
Latinas, yes.
No, but that's what they say in the East Coast. They say Spanish. That's why I'm saying that. So
okay.
If you're on the West Coast and you got that introduction, you would have heard Latinos and Latinas.
Ah.
It's just, there's a difference.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
makes
but
perfect sense.
Huh?
Makes perfect sense, actually.
Yeah.
It's on one side. It was beautiful. It was spicy, something that you don't know about.
Girl. People wearing what they were wearing, but not too long.
Oh, yeah, they
weren't wearing that too long at all.
And then being able to go to Little Havana, it was
big Cuban, like
very.
There's Puerto Rico too.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I think what was most inspiring was literally just being able to see how culture is preserved and then also still celebrated.
Why am I hungry?
Because them Cuban sandwiches.
Oh, the Cubano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a food tour and I had to, I think they didn't realize that I don't eat pork.
Oh.
And the way that everyone stared at me. And I was like, well, what do you want me to do? I was going to slide it out, but I said, God is watching.
No, I get it.
Because they could have done it without the pork. It just so happened that our guide ended up switching with another guide, but apart from that, it was amazing. I got to go into I'm trying to remember the name of it. I'm gonna have to go on my phone. It was a very, very old restaurant in Little Havana that had been there for a while, and then also being told by the tour guide that when there was segregation, but it's good.
It's always something.
What?
Can we just go on vacation?
No.
Jesus.
But then that's the thing. Like, I decided to go to these places, right? Nobody forced me.
Oh.
When there was segregation, it was this guy that owned this specific restaurant that allowed black singers and black actors to actually come in. He didn't care.
Oh, yeah, nice.
You know, like, yeah. It was at a time where people were being persecuted for, like, allowing, like, integration and stuff like that. But he did not care. And he actually gave a lot of them, like, their start to be able to, like, perform for such big crowds. And I was like, that just goes to show that it doesn't really matter what part of the world that you're from. If you've been slighted by a specific group of people,
right,
you will always be able to, you'll be able to relate. And you'll be able to, like, always lend a helping hand to an extent and provide a platform when nobody else is. I smoked a Cuban cigar as well. I died and came back to life.
Oh, they're really potent. Yeah, they are.
But it was having the drinks. It's amazing how Little Havana. I've never been to Cuba, but being in Little Havana, I felt like I've had a taste of it.
Oh, you would have. Yeah, you would have.
Like, it was just amazing.
Yeah,
the way that everybody carry themselves, like hearing the language, the dances,
Oh, yeah,
the singing.
Oh, love. Yeah.
and the cars, and even our tour guide was, you know, he used to live in Cuba, and then by the end of the tour he ended up telling us about how when he was in Cuba, like even right now in Cuba, owning a car is like a luxury.
Yeah.
And now that he's in America with his family, they can actually dream and they can actually achieve stuff.
Yeah.
Which is something that they couldn't do back then when they were in Cuba. And yeah. And being able to be a tour guide here, which is, I mean, in Miami, there in Little Havana,
yeah,
which is also what he was doing back at home, and getting all that difference of a pay and a different quality of life.
Yeah.
It made it extra rewarding.
That's the American dream for immigrants, right?
Mm.
And this is the thing that always gets me upset about the whole thing, the whole wall thing and all that bullshit, right? Somebody got to tell these folks that they're actually standing on Mexican land, and that our brothers and sisters in South America actually deserve to be here because they're cousins. They should be coming by way of whatever they want to and go back and whatever. It's part of their lineage as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, like in the US visa application.
Oh, here we go.
If you've been to Cuba, yeah, she can't go to America. And like he can't. I mean, I think it's a whole bunch of politics that's happening over there. But he hasn't been back to Cuba in like years, like since he left. Because as soon as he goes back, he can't come back to America.
Oh my God! So what does he do? Go to Canada, and then come to America. Go to Mexico, then come to America.
It's just so sad.
It's stupid. But anyway,
and the street art.
Oh, the street art.
Miami was beautiful. Like I think it was the first, or maybe lies, God forgive me, maybe the second time that I've actually been to an exhibition, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm moved. Like, I wanted to cry.
That's gorgeous.
Because it was actually genuine, authentic art. And I think I was able to relate to some of it. Even though New Zealand is amazing, and it's like, it's not as much persecution or anything like that, it's still very much, there's still a resistance. Right, of being able to keep one's culture.
Yes, there is a resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, our current government.
Oh,
hello. That's another. We have so many deep dive, different things that are happening within. And you would have thought, I would have thought, like 20 years ago, that we're going to be in a better place.
Mm.
But we're literally at ground zero. We got to start all over again, all over again, in changing philosophies, what matters. But oh my God. But anyway, okay, so you did Miami first, then you went to the Bahamas and you had that. What's the place that you stayed at?
Oh Lord,
just tell me.
The British Colonial.
Again, you're on vacation,
girl. I couldn't have planned this better.
Revisiting all the ancestors, revisiting all the cousins and the ancestors.
First, we stayed at Atlantis, which is like the resort. That was all fun and games.
That's that sand something, isn't it? What is it called? That sounds like the adult resort that
there were definitely like kids. There were a whole bunch of kids.
Oh, we don't need to bring the kids.
I mean, just the area that we were in was like very much family oriented.
Oh no.
There was another place that wasn't, and I think that was like booked out for good reason, obviously. But it was nice, but it was still a resort, right? So it still felt like it was
a
very...
You don't bring kids to a resort. That's just me, but go ahead.
It was a very superficial experience, right?
Yeah. I'm just thinking of those stupid little kid waiting pools and the noise. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, now I'm embarrassed because that's the only place I could have survived. And when I did go snorkeling...
Here we go.
I have this mental block that doesn't allow me to survive in water.
What?
And I lose all common sense, and it becomes literally my only one wish in life to drown as soon as water comes over like my chin.
Did you know the Little Mermaid?
She black now.
Yeah.
That was this year.
That was last year.
Well.
Girl, she can swim.
I didn't grow up with her, did I?
Oh my God, she's CG. I forgot, she's CG. So she's not actually in one. Oh, okay, I didn't make a really good case, but go ahead.
I decided to do some, you know, activities as such as snorkeling.
Mm-hmm. At the kiddie pool.
Oh, well, it would have been better. That would have been better. I'm so embarrassed. They gave us a life jacket. and the snorkel mouthpiece. Yep. I said, sir, I don't know how to swim.
Oh.
And he said, it's fine. You've got your life jacket on. I'm sure you'll be fine. As soon as we stepped into the deep part, yes. I flipped about 3 times in my life jacket. And I literally had to hold on to the guide, like literally the whole hour. And I did see some of the underwater. I saw a ray, I saw a shark, but I was too busy fighting for my life and trying to survive.
Oh my God.
And speaking of kids, there were these little kids who were part of the group,
uh-huh.
and they were having the times of their life. And I was just, I had to rethink my whole life and my choices in that moment.
Oh my God. At the Colonial?
The Colonial was next. I love suffering, don't I?
Oh my God. You do love suffering. So you took your nervous system to the Colonial afterwards.
The British Colonial. I sure did. And
the British Colonial.
Imagine.
Oh my God.
The Queen stayed there.
She stayed. I'm sure she did.
And
I'll tell you where else she stayed. Girl. Oh my God. And she could probably show you some jewelry to prove it.
I mean, heck, the architecture, like there were so many pink houses.
Oh my
God. And then I was like, oh, why are these houses pink? And it turns out that they were Victorian pink because she really likes the color.
Oh.
Okay. So a lot of the houses end up getting painted as that color. And it's so interesting. There were two locals on the food tour with me and I asked them, how do you feel about the Victorian pink? And they were like, oh, you know, like it's actually just part of history. They were pretty blasé about it.
Oh.
What they weren't blasé about was there used to be a statue of Christopher Columbus.
Oh, shit.
And turns out that during COVID,
yes.
a man took an axe or something literally hacked it.
Oh my God, thank him.
And they arrested him, but he's like a local hero.
He's got to be a local hero. He's my hero.
And I'm like, that is really interesting because for me, I didn't take offense to the pink houses, but I felt some type of way about it, that why the house is gonna be pink, because Victoria liked it.
Why gotta be pink?
But they actually liked her better than Elizabeth.
Well, I can see that because she was a bit gentle, at least of the movie depictions. Here I go. About movie depictions, she was a gentler soul depicted in movies.
That's what they say.
But she's also had some madness at the end.
Yes,
exactly. So maybe her madness was kind?
Kill him with kindness.
Kill him with kindness from the mental illness. From the inbreeding mental illness. Because that's exactly what it was. But go ahead. Go ahead and marry a cousin. All right, go ahead.
British Colonial ended up, once again, it was just another place where I was the only black guest.
Oh,
like
Jesus.
the 2-3 days I was there, I was the only black guest. And everybody else that was there were Americans or just people of different races. And it's, once again, it just always took me back to that bittersweet, because just knowing like the history of this place,
right?
And honestly, just like going down the hallways, I felt welcome in the sense of hospitality,
right.
the staff members and everything right. like that, but
the
moments
people.
Yes, moments when I was just there by myself, just walking down the hallway,
yeah.
looking at all these pictures of what it used to look like, and it was just like, wow, I wonder
yeah.
how much blood was spilt here.
Woo. Yeah,
you know,
And
like it wasn't the most settling feeling,
yeah,
because of the people that had settled there prior.
Oy, oy, oy.
But
I just saw somebody with white socks and tennis shoes, and I can't unsee that. But go ahead.
It's funny that you can't unsee because you will be wearing.
Technically, they are my people, but they're not my people.
Don't
trust me.
Don't talk about your cousins.
Trust
like
and
that.
Believe. Oh,
man.
Okay, he's. He is a cousin. Damn it. Go ahead. Right. You hear the voice in the background. Okay, so go ahead. So, okay, so we're at the Colonial.
After Colonial was like downtown Bahamas, and then that's when I went to Exuma and stayed at the OG slave plantation.
Oh, well, you know, why wouldn't you?
Because duh.
Oh my God, because your mental well-being was too good?
But you know, no.
And you're like, I need to take it down.
A bit of trauma.
I need a bit of trauma in my life. Oh my God.
The thing is, when I was booking it, it didn't really say all these things, right?
I wonder why.
Yeah, but as soon as you step in,
yeah,
like heck, before you even step in, I sent you that picture. It literally has that plaque there. That's got the history, like it's something to be proud about.
Oh. Yes, the plaque that you sent me on.
Yes.
Instagram. Yeah.
Like it's something to be proud about, but I don't even know if it's like a pride thing or if it's more of a, well, this is just a history type type of situation. Ugh. But for me, I was just like, wow, this
typically played.
Like, it's just wild. And the bartender literally telling us about how we were sleeping on dead bodies.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. No, of course they would. Of course they would do that. God, it's all like that in America. Did you know there was a huge, I mean, side issue, but I was just thinking about, like, my people, Santa Barbara. There was, there were modern-day colonizers that wanted to build on the cliffs of Santa Monica, and they saw these really good property. Like, no, sorry, we have indigenous people there. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Mm. Let's build there anyway. And I don't even know. I think it was so disturbing to me, I didn't even know what happened. Or did they build? Did they not build?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I literally just shut it off. And the other side note is, when they say indigenous, they think it's only Indian people that are buried. But no, actually. And we just talked about the South. Mm-hmm. And the other indigenous people that never mention are Mexicans.
Oh, yeah. That was a very fun fact that I learned. I was in Los Angeles, and I was like, oh wow, like, there's definitely a lot of, like, Spanish sounding street names.
Yeah.
And stuff, but then they're like, well, it used to be part. And I was like, oh.
What do you mean, used to be part? It's still, it. Girl, let me write, give me the name, I'm going to write them up. I'm not even going to give them a warning, because they're stupid. When you're in Los Angeles, how are you going to say you used to be?
That was a very interesting fact for me. It was wild.
Mm.
But
I should say so.
It's but it just goes to show how people will try to rewrite history.
Oh, try.
Like, play in your face.
Day.
Like,
every day, yeah.
Play in your face.
Yeah.
But you want to build the wall.
But you want to build the wall. Oh, but then you did build the wall. But, oh, we're still here.
Well, I mean, still your land, ain't it?
Yep. But anyway. Only 100 more years ago. Only 100. Because that idiot put us back so far. We have to climb. I'm telling you, 20, 30 years from now, we'll be back in the 90s of where we had a retrospect of what we're supposed to do as a people to go. Now, I think that us women of color are going to have all of these biracial babies, and that's how we kind of go get pregnant to heal the earth. That's my new campaign. Oh, I used to, like, joke with this, a little bit of a brunch talk. I used to say that, you know, we all have to do our part to, on a Saturday night, to heal that part of the male, white male, you know.
Lord.
You know, I'm not going to say anymore, because you know who I'm married to. Anyway, because I'm doing ongoing work with
okay?
that particular one. I hope he is. If not, I'll make sure he's not. But anyway. Okay, so now we're in Los Angeles. Where are you staying?
Los Angeles, I stayed at the West Hollywood, London.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it was quite nice once again.
Is it because of your accent?
I didn't even plan it like that, you see? But the accent did come out as soon as I stepped
in. Yeah, I'm sure they did.
I said, oi, oi, oi.
They were like, oh my God, our people are here.
I think she did a double take, like, oh, your English is so good.
Oh my God. She did not.
She wanted to.
I saw, of course, in her eyes. She did. Side eye. Oh my God, real side eye. You know what?
It was nice.
Oh good.
It was lovely. I didn't make it to the pool. I did see a few young men of my descent, and yeah.
Were they pretty?
Oh, they were absolutely gorgeous.
Oh my
absolutely
God.
Absolutely gorgeous. And I could never be mad, because they were in interracial situations themselves.
An interracial how do they say it? Like a something ship, what did it call
situationship.
It? Situationship.
Situationship?
Oh, an interracial situationship?
An interracial situationship.
Ooh, say that 5 times. Okay, so you're seeing the beautiful people.
Seeing beautiful people.
They're
beautiful
thinking about doing some biracial stuff. Babies.
They definitely were, Cham.
Thank you.
Interestingly enough, going into the bar there,
again,
was getting looks. Which is interesting, because I was like, I thought I was in Hollywood. Isn't this, like, supposed to be progressive?
It's supposed to be progressive and all-inclusive, and why didn't they signed that memo when they walked in, so I don't even know why they're acting stupid.
I think it might have also been the fact that as soon as I checked in, the British accent went on, like, it just went in.
Okay, British accent for us is like, it's so dreamy, we can't handle it. Just saying.
I did not realize that.
Yes.
I did not know that.
If you are single and you have a Kiwi accent, an Australian accent, a UK accent, and you go to, how do you say America?
America.
If you go to America, you will have the time of your life. You just have to talk. That's all. You can be, I mean, okay, seriously, you're a 10. But you can walk in as a 2 with that accent and you're like an instant 10 in LA. Oh my God. She's like, oh my God. Oh my God, you hear the way she talks? Oh my God.
I think the funniest part was I was talking to the Uber driver and I think I said, we went to go watch the Lakers and the Suns, right? And so then I'd made a remark because I was supporting the Lakers. And
of course I said, you were. Because you're doing it right. Hello. Mm-hmm. Don't even talk to me about anything else because I will not. I will shut this podcast down. Okay, go ahead. Set it free. Yeah, okay.
So I made a comment about how they were playing and they lost to the Sons of B words. And then the guy was like, oh, were you swearing? And I was like, yeah, I was. He was like, oh, I just wasn't sure.
Because you're so charming with your accent, you can't tell. Just I know, you bit. Make everything sound so pretty and perfect. Yeah.
When you want to feel like it, girl.
You're like, I'm. Just say this following. Okay, I'm going to prove it to everybody on the audience. Just say, I'm sorry, we just had your car towed.
I'm so sorry, but we've just had your car towed.
I'd be like, okay. All right, that's
don't
fine.
Again.
That's okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, good. But no, LA was amazing. I'm really embarrassed. No, I'm really embarrassed to actually admit that I would go back to America. And the funniest thing is the simple fact that I used to say I would never go to, like, it just,
I know you did. That's exactly what you said before you went. That's exactly what you said to me last year. And meanwhile, you went there.
I mean, but now when I talk shit about it,
okay,
I can back it up. Say, well, I've been.
I know, but you've been there for 5 minutes. You haven't lived. Listen, but you know, you need to. You don't need to live to know.
No,
you didn't need to.
No.
You experienced a full, just a taste, and that was too much.
Yeah, but see, LA, I would go back to. Miami, I would definitely go back to. Interestingly enough,
oh, you would. Yeah, you'd be loved and adored and praised in both places
because it's a diversity.
Mm.
It really is. Like just seeing people like me on the streets, like, yeah. It was that. It definitely was
love.
That. It's what I miss.
Love.
Like, oh, what I really God. Miss already. Yeah. Like, even on the flight back home, it was a full flight and I was still 1 or 2. 1 or 3. 1 or 4.
Jeez.
Oh, well. I mean, LA, I'll see you soon again.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the hype and I think what scares me about places like LA as well is it's just such a city of broken dreams.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know, like the amount of people that go there from all over the world.
To try to make it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think you can feel that. You really can with every individual that you meet.
You know, we can really feel it. I can't think of the graveyard, the cemetery. Forever something. Okay, so there's a forever cemetery called Forever Something. Everybody from LA knows what it's called. I don't know why I'm blocking it out, but at this place there are lots of legends that are buried there, right?
Wow.
And it's on Santa Monica Boulevard, and I think in the summer, and I forget, was it Saturday night or Friday night, they actually, on the mausoleum wall, they actually play films there, so you can go in there and you can have a picnic in it. But
at a cemetery.
Oh, yes.
Lord, child.
But you what I know, but I think it's called Hollywood Forever.
Okay.
And as you walk through it, you can feel exactly, I mean, it's palpable. You can feel the weight of all the dreams that have died with these people. Rudolph Valentino, Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, wow.
Tragic deaths, the people that died tragically that had their dream. Yeah, it's exactly that. And you can feel it. Kind of like when you go in Central Park and you'll feel this too. When you walk in it and you're sitting and you're still and you're like, oh my God, I feel the people.
That was, okay, speaking of, like, just because of that, it's reminded me of something. The funniest thing is, it wasn't funny, but it was very real. And I feel like it really, it had me holding my lips real tight together. Ooh. Just in case. Every time I was having too much fun while I was there.
Yeah.
Randomly, my head would just pop up like anybody could have a gun right now. swear down.
Oh my god, like, and I don't blame you.
I didn't experience anything wild. I mean, I saw cops kind of like...
always.
Yeah.
Always.
Like, you know, and security and everything. But it was just... it put me back into reality.
Yeah.
And as much fun as I had, whenever that thought popped into my head,
yeah,
I was like, oh girl, you better shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't even saying anything.
I know. No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. And it's been pretty rough there too. And yeah.
Like that really, it really brought me back into reality. It was a simple fact that you can't even get into it with anyone.
Yeah.
Don't look at anybody a weird way or whatever. I mean, heck, we nearly had a situation in Los Angeles, actually. And the guy was sober. That's the funniest part. And I think that's also what freaked me out the most, was the simple fact that he started picking a fight with the guys that I was with. And I was like, I don't think that we should push this, simply because the fact that this guy is sober, he's bald, he's angry.
Oh, yeah, all of
Let's
stuff.
Let's just get in the car and go home.
Yeah, let's go.
Because it seems like this guy, he wants something to pop off. And I feel like there's already people like that here.
Yes.
Now, let alone over there.
Yes.
Where anything can pop off, quite literally, at any given moment. Like, I'm just, no. How am I going to explain this to my parents?
You can't. They'll be so mad at you.
I was out. You were out.
They would be so mad at you. Yeah, and it's not even your fault.
Exactly.
But that's the way.
It is wild. Mm-hmm. It is, but do you know what? It's a beautiful people.
Okay, ratings. 10 out of 10? For 1 out of 1?
Oh.
You better tell us what the ratings are.
Okay, Miami, I would say a solid 7.7.
Ooh, that's a good 10. Number. That's a good number.
Yes, because I spent New Year's there.
Yes.
And it was actually pretty fun.
Oh, nice.
I ran into Julia Fox. That was pretty trippy.
Oh my god, I love her so much.
Honestly,
I gotta get a book.
Like, it was... Wait, am I... Julie, we're talking about Julia Fox, the one that dated Kanye?
Yes.
Okay, yes, beautiful. I just need to make sure that...
She's a really good writer from what I understand, and her book is crazy good.
I wish her fashion was just as great.
Oh, you said... Okay. So she's a hit or miss. But I still love her because she's so fucking weird. But
she is, and I feel like that's the thing. I love upfront people like that.
Oh, I
Whereas,
love
like,
her.
You're not trying to hide it.
No. She's just crazy. She showed up wearing crazy, and she is crazy, and she'll tell you about the crazy.
You know what you're getting.
I love her.
I would say we know.
Have you seen her apartment?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh my god. Okay, so I need to. Okay, hold on. I gotta write that down. So I have to show you the TikTok with her apartment. Okay. Go
oh
ahead.
My goodness.
So, okay,
yeah,
well, 7.7
in the
7.7 Miami.
Mm-hmm. And the food
Miami.
Was great too. Miami. We out in Miami.
Okay.
We also went to Joe's Cold Crab or something like that.
Okay,
Very old establishment.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was delicious. So 7.7.
Nice.
Bahamas is definitely probably going to be my highest.
I love it. Okay, what's the rating on that?
We're going to go
8.3,
and the remaining is simply because I wish I saw more people like me enjoying.
7.7,
8.3.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. LA.
Oh!
I'm going to have to say 8.
For
the vibes. Just
for
immaculate.
For the vibes, you got an 8. Okay, that's not bad.
Immaculate, and I can't believe I'm saying this about America. I can't. I truly can't, but I judged it.
I'm still judging it. Don't worry about it. I'm good. I was born and bred, but I'm still judging it. So it's okay.
Like, it's actually vibes. But then again, I'm saying that from a privileged point of view, right? I have to always acknowledge that.
And you know what? I give the 8, the full 8, because of our brothers that are gay. They elevated that whole space that you were at, and that's why it's an 8.
It was just amazing.
Oh my god, in your head, what's a 9 or what's a 10?
Right.
I mean, those are...
I'm not sure yet.
Ooh, you gotta go.
Maybe somewhere where I get laid. No.
Well.
Sure, in New Zealand.
But. Oh, man. Oh. Well, we gotta fix that in 2024. I need you to be high in profile when you come in.
Amen and amen.
And then when you come in your suit.
No, because...
Well, you can't handle the wooden seats. I was happy.
I was telling Bex earlier on, I said I am going to be helping the New Zealand tourism, because there's at least 3 guys who are coming to New Zealand.
There's a cute dog, there's a weenie dog over there. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Dog.
Oh, I love him. He's my new best friend. Oh my god, he's so cute. Oh, the little trot. Stop it. Oh my god. Okay, sorry. I get like that when I see dogs. Okay, so.
It was a dog break.
It was a dog break. Okay, so New Zealand tourism.
Yep. There are 3 men coming to New Zealand.
There's 3 men coming to New Zealand.
At some point.
This never happened before.
Well, listen.
Are we talking white men?
No.
Oh?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well. One is African-American.
Ooh. My people.
The other two, I believe, are actually Latino.
What? What are you talking about? My whole family and cousins are coming over. I gotta cook. I gotta make tamales. I gotta put stuff on. I gotta put a pot of beans on.
But they're spicy.
Don't you stop with... Oh, she just judged me for my spiciness because she doesn't think my food is that spicy.
Think.
Well, okay, maybe I did one video that showed that I just did a couple of chili
flakes. The funniest thing is, as soon as I actually unpacked my bags,
yeah,
I brought you some spicy sauces that aren't spicy. Yeah.
I will gladly put those in my tacos. And that's not a euphemism. Just because I saw a lot of Miranda, because Miranda was always saying, that's not a euphemism. Anyway. I'm embarrassed that I said that out loud. Okay, but go ahead.
But yeah, so I'm doing my best to put New Zealand on the map.
That, yeah, I mean, who else with 2 Latinos and an African-American brother?
Listen, I think it's going to be really interesting.
Mm.
I really just, I kind of messed up when I told them all my actual birthday. Because I'm going to have to be a tour guide now when all these 3 men, like, pull up. And I'm like, oh, well, welcome to New Zealand.
Oh, my God.
But it's so trippy because a lot of them are just kind of like, well, I've never been. I'd love to come. Will you be there? And I'm like, yeah, tell me. You pull up for my birthday. Like, why could I not
be... Is that July?
See, why could I not be smart enough to, like, give them different months?
Oh,
that's why I'm scared, girl.
That all you have to do is say, I'm not going to be there for my birthday, but you can come the time where I actually will be in the city because I have some business elsewhere. You can come in the last week of August. You can come in June. You can come in just to make sure that we don't... And you need to communicate these people quickly because you don't want to... I don't want to be hiding.
I know.
I don't want to be hiding people in the coat closet. Hold on. She'll be right with you. No, just sit right here. She'll be right here. And then I put the other guy. You're like, okay, I know this is a janitor closet, but this is where she meets all her people. So just stay here and I will get her for you.
What's your ticket number?
What's your ticket number? Excuse me, sir? 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 What's your ticket number? Oh my God.
But I think, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see when they make it to New Zealand.
Oh my
goodness.
Make
it to New Zealand. I think it'd be really cool.
Okay. First of all, I thought that maybe next recording we shouldn't do the coffee first. Because have you checked out how hyper we are? Oh my goodness. Okay, so I think we're going to end this here because it's almost an hour. We've been speaking for about an hour. Isn't that cool?
I love that though. Did we talk about the interracial relationships in business?
We are in an upcoming one.
Oh, beautiful. Let's
definitely
go.
Because I have a couple of things I want you to see and that we're filming each other while we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that we could have our podcast video stuff as well. And I have I gotta get off with you because I have so many conceptual ideas I want to talk to you about, but I'm not gonna talk to our listeners about it. I'm gonna talk to you. So
okay,
be your gorgeous self and say goodbye.
Thank you so very much for tuning in to our first 2024
Hustle and Glow. Yeah,
Hustle and
it's
Glow.
Our group. I just did one earlier. She doesn't know that though, but that's okay. Oh, the first one is not you, but that's okay. The second,
my chest.
Hustle and Glow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We got to get Grace on here too.
We must.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Anyway, okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.